Spirit. Holy Fathers tell us that the beginning of all sin is the pride and self-love. In every sin that we commit, there is involved the pride and the self-love. We become angry because of self-righteousness. We hate our brother because of self-righteousness. We cannot stand be corrected by our pastors because of self-righteousness. We cannot stand to be corrected or directed by somebody that outranks us because of pride, because of self-righteousness. We cannot stand to be corrected by somebody that's below us in the ranks of the hierarchy because of our self-righteousness. When you feel in your heart that you cannot stand, you become oppressed because the pressures are so great exerted on you from your neighbor because he does something or she does something that just irks you, that gets to you, you can be sure that you are being hurt inside of you because of your self-righteousness, and that oppression comes to you as a direct cause of your self-love and pride. You can be sure that every time that you and I are miserable, when we think it is a neighbor's fault, it is our own self-righteousness, our own pride, because so is the teachings of the Holy Fathers. If you listen to St. John of Kronstadt, if you read over and over My Life in Christ and understand the philosophy of the Orthodox teachings, you will understand these things which I'm just saying right now. I urge all of us to recognize the self-righteousness in oneself. I urge all of us to recognize the pride in oneself and understand how arrogant we are towards God. Today, the Church remembers St. Ignatius, the God-bearer. He was that child that Christ had taken in the midst of his disciples and placed him there and says, unless you are like children, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. He had taken that man as an example, that child as an example, because the disciples themselves looked for who was going to be the highest out of the apostles. They wanted to go into competition, and they were bickering over who's going to take the first place with the Lord. But the Lord had known their thoughts, and when they have asked, what did you talk about? They were silent because their conscience was telling them they were doing the wrong thing. In their conscience they knew that their bickering over the first place was not from God, was not pleasing to God, and so they were silent. You see how we do the same thing, my beloved, how many times we bicker over positions and how arrogantly we take a position if it's given to us. How our pride is swelling like we become conquerors, and we take and we start then to approach the Holy Lord our God, whom the angels are afraid to approach. Look how haughty we are. That is why none of us can stand any haughty people. You know what hurts us the most in our neighbor is the haughtiness. You know why? Because we see that pride and the haughtiness in ourselves which we are trying to always conceal. None of us want to know that we are haughty. None of us want to know that we are pushy. When it pertains to our will, We are going to fight to have our will done. It doesn't matter who we step on, whether we step on our pastor, whether we step on our bishops, whether we step on our church, it doesn't matter. But my will be done, says the haughty man, the arrogant man, the man that allowed to become himself a prisoner through the pride. My beloved, it's very simple for the demons to attach themselves to us. It is very simple to have the demons control our passions, our mind, our heart. It is very simple. All they have to do is come through the tunnel of our first love of self. Come through the tunnel of the pride. It is so simple for the demons to just come in and take us over. And the demons do that. They take over our hearts like a lightning and they strike us. And then immediately, according to St. John of Kronstadt, whose memory we are commemorating today, also celebrating, is he says we immediately get the repercussion for allowing the demon to nestle in, because he is the oppressor. He is the one that oppresses us and makes our life miserable. But he always wants to hide himself behind your neighbor. My neighbor, he always wants to hide himself right behind your own loved ones. The more you love another human being, the more the enemy is going to try to use that human being to hurt you, to go against you, so that you will go against Christ. Understand, we heard it in the Gospel over and over again, that if we say we love God but we hate our neighbors, we are lying. So is the Apostle of Love is quoting. The Lord says that we must love God with all our hearts and all our minds and all our might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But there's no way you and I could ever love our neighbor unless we stop being haughty, unless we stop being proud. There is no way I can ever love you unless I will start to bear the weakness, your weaknesses, to carry your burdens. There is no way I can love you unless I stop judging you. This you must understand, my beloved. You must also do the same thing. If you are to ever love your Lord, you must learn to love your neighbor whom you see. For so is the rule of the law of love. You can say you love God as much as you want, but if you see a neighbor and all of a sudden you're filled with passion and with anger inside of your heart, you can be sure you had no real love for God, because you have not guarded your heart from the enemy of God. My beloved, this is the unseen warfare that we all must learn. This is the warfare that the monastics specifically are learning.